I'll just take some few minutes to remind you certain things. I'm led this morning to remind us. And I'll do it intermittently by God's grace throughout the year. You see, what happens is when God gives you a word for a situation, as long as you hold on to that word, it will turn out exactly as God wants it to be for you. But you see, what normally happens is, along the line, at the moment, at different moments, some things come important. And so you focus on this important thing. But you see, the thing is, God always, we have a reason. For example, he has a purpose for your life. That is your whole lifetime thing. But along the line, you were in school and you were writing an exam. And so your focus was passing your exam. Along the line, you fell ill and you needed healing. And all your focus was getting healed. Now, understand that it hasn't changed the fact that there's a purpose for your life. And that purpose has not changed. I hope you know that. Then comes a time, is this issue of I have to get married? Then there comes a time, my husband, my wife, hey, trouble, peace in my home. There comes a time, hey, children. But you see, these whole things are just different spots and landmarks on your road to destiny. Your purpose or your destiny is defined by your purpose. What I'm trying to say is that we get distracted by the urgent things of the moment, which of course are necessary, but don't let them be a distraction from the main thing. So I focus so much on passing my exam. I shut out my fasting and praying, passing my exams. But the truth is, my purpose still overrides this exam. If I don't lose touch of my purpose, exams will pass itself. Oh, you didn't get that. I felt the electricity in my hand immediately. But as human beings, we get distracted by the very or seeming urgent things of the moment. So God has been talking to me about that. And for that reason, I just want to remind you how we started the year, which I know you haven't forgotten per se, but not so much burning in your front burner like it was burning on the 1st of January. At least not with that intensity right now. But the thing is, maintaining that intensity will answer the very problem you are struggling with now. So quickly, remember we started from Acts chapter 7. Praise the Lord. And the scripture was verses 9 and 10. And the patriarchs moved with envy. Come on, church, are you here with me? Sold Joseph into Egypt. The next line, please. Come on, help me, church. I can hear you. I can hear you. But God was with him. Now, I think that tells us all the outcomes that we've invariably discovered about Joseph. The reason the outcome turned out to be what they have been, the outcomes turned out to be what they've been, is underlined by the fact that, but God was with him. Come on, church, are you here with me? Is God with somebody here today? Oh, all right. And that was our word for the year. But God was with him. And then the next verse just led us into what God's presence does. Some of the things that God's presence will do. If indeed his presence is available. If indeed God is with me. If indeed God is with you. Then let's see what happened to Joseph. The Bible says, but God was with him. So what happened? He delivered him. Come on, church. Is somebody here with me? So can you see that spending more time on God being with me will take care of all deliverances? But praying for deliverance for the moment that you need it, that would seem to be urgent. And of course, you are right. But don't you know that God with me is enough if I really understand what I'm saying? So can I say something now? I don't know what you brought in here today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one that gave us his word at the beginning of the year, that he would never leave, he would never forsake, I command a deliverance in your situation. In the name of Jesus. The devil knows that he has no choice than to obey in the name of Jesus. But God was with him. And then at a time in his life, God left him. Is that the Bible? God was with him. So he delivered him from some of his troubles. I say, whatever constitutes challenges and troubles in your life today, you've been wrestling with. How be it you've forgotten that God is with you? God is with us. I say, let everything bow to the name of Jesus. I say, this morning, I say, in your life, this morning, in the name of Jesus, and gave and delivered him from all of his troubles. You will sleep like a baby tonight. In the name of Jesus, because I see the devil packing his load. Because now you realize, we realize God is with us. And what he does, he delivers. Let God be true and every man a lie. And he doesn't just deliver. When he delivers, then his favor comes in immediately. I declare the favor of God over your life and situation in the name of Jesus. Pastor Ty was just nice to talk. Man, let's watch now. If by next week there will be no testimonies. I say, in the name of Jesus, I decree favor, favor, deliverance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus. 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 Deliverance, favor, wisdom, promotion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I say, deliverance, 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 favor, favor, wisdom, wisdom, promotions. In the name of Jesus. Say, the Lord is with us. Ooh, like a strong tower, Jesus is with us. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, Jesus is with us. Ooh. You see, your ability not to lose sight of what he has said ensures a manifestation of the miracles. He's with me. Glory be to God in the highest. Tell your neighbor, say, he's with me. Ah, yeah. Say, I carry his presence. Oh, yes. Oh, somebody said, no. See, they are just saying what they don't know. Because people, oh, come on, excuse me. You see, I tell people, I say, you want to go to Bible school? Go to Grace Springs. They'll teach you the right thing. So I'm saying, no. If theology, what theology? If you didn't learn your theology from Grace Springs Bible School, you will run into trouble sometimes. I'm not saying we are the only ones. Because that's what testament they will tell you. When I hear people say that, it's because they lack knowledge, they are ignorant, or they are unteachable. What do you mean, Old Testament? Jesus said, lo, I am with you. The marching order that we are obeying now is going into all the world. See, nothing stops you. Before he says, I said, all authority is mine. So which authority will stop you? All authority in heaven and earth have been given unto me. And that says, you now go in my name. Glory be to God in the highest. And it says, lo, I am with you all the ways, even unto the end of what? My own says the end of the world. You know what the end of the world means? Ages. Whether it's this age or the age to come, or the, let there be innovations. Let there be new threats. Let there be whatever. It doesn't matter. I am with you. As long as you are going with me, you will remain relevant. As long as you are carrying me along and you are going on my instructions, you are an influencer that cannot be stopped. We're listening to a song. I don't know. It's been hot nowadays. So got through praying and we're lying down. Sleep won't come. And this song was playing on the radio. Say, just preach Jesus. Say, why are you worried? Just preach Jesus. Dead, crucified and dead, resurrected and ascended. Just preach Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man. Just preach Jesus, the deliverer of mankind. I said, just preach Jesus, like the soon coming King. Just preach Jesus and ask, come back to ask questions whether he will is what he says he is. Say, just preach Jesus until he comes. So don't tell me I don't know what to do. Just preach Jesus. Can you now see in the name of Jesus whether it's sickness in your body? It comes under my control this morning. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
So I rebuke it now in Jesus' name. I say, he delivered them from all of them. Is it fear? Is it oppression? Is it depression? Whatever it is it failure? I arrest it in the name of Jesus. Oh, demonic power, they gathered against me. They gathered. I say right now. Okay, let me remind you the second word. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 and 11. It says what? Come on, talk to me. Fear not. The next line, I am with. Oh, Shalamor. I'm just reminding the words we started with this year. Be not dismayed. I am your God. It says, I will strengthen you. Oh, my Shandalaba. People forget. He said it. So what's the situation? Do not fear. I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will hold you by my right hand all through the year and the rest of your life. In the name of Jesus. Hey, church, the devil is the one that has troubles. Because of Mount Zion, there shall be what? Deliverance. The next line. He said, all those who are incensed against you, said they shall be what? They shall be what? Ashamed. They shall be what? Disgraced. They shall be what? They'll become as nothing. You know, stop again. He said, I see all those who are incensed or contend with you. They shall be what? Perish. Isaiah 10 and 11. Have you forgotten so quickly? But God was with him. Do not fear. I am with you. They are all about his what? Presence. His presence will judge the enemy. His presence will deliver the saints. His presence will heal the saints. His presence will provide for the saints. His presence will favor the saints. His presence will promote the saints. Come on, church. And yet it keeps drumming into your ears. I am with you. I am your God. Then in my own study, I added one which I shared with you. Isaiah 50 verse 7. It says, I know. Can somebody read it quickly? Because the sovereign Lord is my what? Helper. I shall not be ashamed. Or is it disgrace first? No, I shall not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint. For I know I shall not be ashamed. Because he will help me. He says he will help me. He's not a man that should lie. Come on, church, are you here? Just to remind you and to remind me that these were the words we started the year with. Hello? Glory be to God in the highest. I can go on, but I'll leave you with that. Go back and dust your papers and look at it again. Say, but you said in your word. But you said to me. Woo. Hallelujah. Lo, I'm with you. Even to the end of the world. But now you can appreciate why Moses will say, if you don't go with me, Lord, I'm satisfied where I am. No, but look, I'm giving you the land flowing with milk and honey. You know, I promise your fathers, your forefathers, I am going to start now and go with the children of Israel. But wait a minute, Moses, I'm not going with you. Huh? And we are not going then. How will the world know that I found favor with you? How will they know that we are not the same with the rest of the world? If you will not go with us, hey! He's with me. Come on, church. If you're a child of God, say boldly, he is my God. He is with me. He never leaves me. Come on. Romans chapter 8 says, who can separate the love of Christ? Who? Hello. I think in this chapter I said, if God be for us. Pastor, you are not talking about sin. How can you be meditating on his presence and sin will take over? It's not possible. Believe him, it's not possible. As a matter of fact, if habit will want to drown you, say, but God, you said. Let's see whether the habit will stay or vanish. If fear is about to drown you, but you said in your word, and I believe it. If you believe it, then act like you are. Then begin to act contrary to what you feel. Act like what he said, and see whether he will remain silent. He will come through for you. So I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What can man do to me? Hebrews. Just to remind you how we entered the year, and it hasn't changed yet. So whatever is trying to change that, I change that thing in the name of Jesus. I expect your testimonies today. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? If you believe it, shout amen. Shout in the name of Jesus. If there be sickness in your body, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the blood that was shed on Calvary, I rebuke that infirmity. In the name of Jesus. If there be fear over your life, losses, any kind of bondage, whether spiritual, physical, financial, I break the chain in the name of Jesus. Yes. I guarantee your release. Even by the blood of Jesus. Yeah, I say by the blood of Jesus. I say by the blood of Jesus. Where evil has been planned for you, I arrest it now in the name of Jesus. I say arrest now in the name of Jesus. We arrest it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise.
Hallelujah.
Father, we give you honor.
Hallelujah.
Father, we worship, we adore you. In Jesus' name.